High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The regular season finale for Hastings St. Cecilia is the Hawks on the road tonight taking on the Centurions out of Centura. We'll get to the starting lineups right quickly here. Brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. The Hawks will go with Jamison Ash tonight. Also, Joel Grauffel and Cesar Tino, Alex Sheehy, and Chris Hartford in the starting lineup. For Centura, we'll go with Nathan Lemberg. Also, Travis Holcomb. Ben Roth gets a start. Jacob Hitchcock and also Jason Schultes in the starting lineup tonight for Centura. Starting lineup is brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Whose prescribes and price comes through the perilous fight. All the rampers we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red clear, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof in the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say.
Some of the singing of the national anthem here tonight. St. Cecilia coming in a record of 8 wins, 13 losses on the season. Hawks had a tough week a week ago playing 3 games, including action in the Heartland Hoops Classic. They dropped all 3, losing to Adams Central by the score of 56-50, losing to Grand Island Central Catholic 39-36, and then losing to Raymond Central on Saturday 47-44. Centura coming in a record of 4 wins and 16 losses on the season. Their 4 wins have been against the opponents with a combined record of 27-57. They have lost 7 games in a row. Their 4 wins have been over Ord, who is 4-17. Overton, a Class D1 opponent, who is 16-5. They've lost to Broken Bow. Actually, they've beaten Broken Bow, a team that's 6-15, and they have a win over Harvard, a team that is 1-20. So 27-57, their opponents that they have beaten here. They've lost 7 games in a row, 4-16 on the season. St. Cecilia at 8-13, trying to get back on track before the sub-districts get underway next week down at Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. Hawks will shoot to our basket to our right. We're at Centura High School, just north of Carroll here tonight. There's a shot by Sheehy off of the baseline. No good. Tip tries up and in. Joe Grauffel inside gets the tip there, and St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 2-0. We're about 30 seconds into this first quarter from Centura here tonight. Hawks want to play an aggressive brand of basketball here tonight, and they immediately force a turnover. Jason Schultes had the ball inside the free throw circle. He's called for the traveling violation. First turnover on Centura here in the ball game. Centura, a team that is averaging 42 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 49.6 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia averaging 46 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 49 on defense. They pound the ball inside to Chris Hartford. Kicks it back out here to Cesar Tino. Brings it out into three-point territory. There's Jamison Esch with the ball. Moves it over to Grauffel. Now to Esch again. Out here in three-point territory. Sheehy over in the wing and left side. In three pass to get it to Hartford. Fakes, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Chris Hartford scores, and the Hawks have scored the first 2 field goals in the ball game. 4-0 is the score. We played just over a minute here at Centura. St. Cecilia attacking just as Centura brings the ball into the offensive zone. Schultes has got the ball in the deep wing on the right side. Now St. Cecilia will drop back into their man-to-man defense. Here's Nathan Lemberg with the ball. Lemberg gets it out to Hitchcock. Moves it over on the wing to Ben Roth. He holds it, goes on a high post out of Schultes. Just outside the three-point arc. Throws it to the far sideline to Hitchcock. Now inside on the low block to Ben Roth. Kicks it back out in the corner. That's Hitchcock with the ball. Now to Roth. He mishandles the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Cesar Tino. Second straight turnover on Centura here in the ballgame. It's going to be Cesar Tino coming back with the basketball. Works it around down to Esch down in the low block left side. His bounce pass to Hartford is going to be tipped and intercepted. First turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. The Hawks averaging 12 turnovers per ballgame this season. Here comes Centura back the other way. Nathan Lumberg has got the ball. He works against Ash, takes him down to the baseline. His little short jumper from the right side, no good. Offensive rebound. Holcomb, his shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Sheehy with a rebound. Falls down to the hardwood, but he flips the ball away to Hartford. He gets it to Ash, down to Tino. Deep in the corner to the right side, just underway. It's a 4-0 ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Jamison Ash with it out here in three-point territory. Moves it over to Sheehy on the wing. Cross-court pass comes over here to Tino. Tino holds it, bombs it inside. That's Hartford with the ball. Double team. Back out to Cesar Tino. Top of the key to Ash. Now to Sheehy. Down in the corner to get it to Groffel. To Sheehy. To Ash. Skip pass back down in the corner to Groffel. To Sheehy. Back out here to Jamison Ash. Now to Cesar Tino. Entry pass to get it inside to Hartford. He's double team. Fakes, drives the ball to the rack. Puts a man on the air. His shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. Traveling violation is called on Hartford. So St. Cecilia working the ball around that time. Got it inside right where they wanted to Chris Hartford. But he travels with the ball in the second straight turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. 4-0 is the score. Just underway here at Centura High School tonight. Boys High School basketball from 1230 KHIS. Lemberg has got the ball now for Centura. Goes on the far sideline. That's Ben Roth as he holds it there against Sheehy of St. Cecilia. Bounce pass down in the low block left side. That's Lemberg. Spins, puts up a shot over Esch. It's good. Nathan Lemberg is actually their leading scorer on this team, averaging about 11 points per ballgame. And now he gets a steal here on the near sideline. A turnover in St. Cecilia. Driving layup, good. Jacob Hitchcock scores. Nice play there by Lemberg. Third straight turnover in St. Cecilia. Just like that, Centura comes back to tie things up at 4 points apiece. Here's Cesar Tino. His three-pointer's been up there no good, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on Alex Sheehy of St. Cecilia. First foul on Sheehy. First team foul on the Hawks. Centura's going to be a team that you don't want to hang around too long here. It's a team that's going to be hungry for a win here tonight, and their senior night, parents' night. They lost 7 games in a row. And you don't want this team to hang around too much into the fourth quarter with a chance to win this thing. You might go home losers here tonight. 4.5 minutes to play. Here in the first quarter, we're tied up at 4 points apiece. Here's Ben Roth with the ball. Lobs it again to Lemberg. He spins right side of the lane. Puts up a shot over Tino. It's going to be no good. Rebound here to Robertson. Devontae Robertson, who just checked into the ball game. Goes over to Ben Roth on the low block left side. Tries to put a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. It's good, but it won't count. Traveling violation. Roth working against Sheehy over here on the low block left side. Traveling violation is called in Centura. So it's going to be the Blue Hawks coming back with the basketball. We're about halfway through this opening quarter. St. Cecilia scores the first 4. Centura scores the next 4. And now we got a problem here with Nathan Lumberg. He's going to have to come out of the ball game. Evidently lost his contact. So Lemberg is going to have to come out of the ball game. And checking in is going to be Michael Hansen. So Michael Hansen is going to check in here, a 5'10" sophomore. Now the search is on for the missing contact here in front of the Centura bench. So Nathan Lemberg is their leading scorer, averaging 11.4 points per ball game, has lost a contact. They're kind of looking for it down here in front of the Centura bench. They're going to let the play continue here. Hopefully Lemberg's got an extra eye stuffed in his duffel bag. Huh? Here's Sheehy with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Down in the corner to the left side. Bounce pass goes on the low block. They get it inside to Hartford. Now to Cesar Tino. Over here to Brooks Asher, who's into the ball game. There's a cross-court pass. It could be tipped, and it's going to be into the backcourt. It's picked up, though, by Tino. Cesar Tino has got her back for St. Cecilia. 1-on-3 coming back the other way. Shot is up there. No good. Tip try by Hartford up and in. Chris Hartford gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points, and St. Cecilia goes out on top now by the score of 6-4 in boys high school basketball. There's Jacob Hickok with the ball now for Centura. Goes over to Michael Hansen on the far side. Ben Roth has got it now. His pass out to the top of the key goes to Jason Schultes. His pass inside is going to be deflected away from Devontae Robertson, and the ball is brought down here by St. Cecilia. Third turnover in Centura in the ball game. Cesar Tino goes over to Sheehy. To Tino, right side now to Asher for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. And Devontae Robertson grabs the rebound, and a timeout is going to be called here by Centura. Centura wants to call a timeout. 3:05 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 6, Centura 4.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Centura High School here tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Centura. The score is 6-4. Centura will play things in here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Michael Hansen. Hansen goes over to Nathan Lemberg, who's back into the ball game now. This guy has a contact problem figured out. There's a pass that can be deflected. Lemberg picks it back up, now sends it inside to Roth. Roth across the lane to Robertson, down on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. Devontae Robertson did not play varsity basketball until his senior season, and that's this year. So Devontae Robertson goes to the free throw line here for Centura. He's averaging 9 points and 6.9 rebounds per game. Big kid, 6'7" and a senior for the Centurions. He'll go to the free throw line now, a 53% foul shooter, and the shot is up there and in. Robertson gets the free throw. He's hitting 43% of his field goal tries so far this year. 6-5 is the score. Hawks have a one-point lead. Robertson back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That's going to be on a rope. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hartford of St. Cecilia. So Robertson hits a couple of one out of two free throws. And it's a one-point lead for St. Cecilia. It's 6-5. Hawks come back. Here's Brooks Asher. Out to Cannon Howell out here in three-point territory. Cesar Tino inside. Hartford shot is up and in. Hartford off to a great start here tonight for St. Cecilia. He's already got three field goals and 6 points. And the Hawks go out on top now by a score of 9-5. We're down to 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Centura. Michael Hansen with the ball to Robertson. Nice pass underneath. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ben Roth was wide open and misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Cannon Howell to Esch. Down to Cesar Tino. Down on the baseline on the left side. Bounce pass comes out to Esch. Skip pass comes over here to Asher on the near side. Down in the corner. Cannon Howell 4-3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Travis Holcomb for Centura. Gets it ahead now to Lemberg. He drives, contact made. Traveling call. Lemberg knocks down Jamison Esch down there, and a traveling violation is called on Nathan Lemberg. That's the fourth turnover on Centura here in the ballgame. Schultes comes back in now for Centura. And coming to the bench is going to be Ben Roth. 1:54 to play here in the first quarter. It's St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 8-5. There's Brooks Asher with the ball. Comes over here now to Jamison S. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Sends it out to Asher. Now right side to Sheehy. Sheehy brings it back to Esch on the left wing. Dribble penetration. Stops in the lane. Bounce pass to Asher. Back out on top to Sheehy. Moves to his left on the dribble. Brings it back now as he reverses the ball. Gets it to Esch. To Howell at the free throw line. To Esch. Now to Sheehy. Back to Esch. Top of the key. Dribble penetration. Down the lane. Kicks it out to Sheehy for three. Shot up there. No good. Cannon Howell grabs the rebound. On the baseline, he's double teamed. Al gets it away, throws it into the backcourt, and it's going to go out of bounds. That's going to be Centura basketball. 1:11 to play here in the first quarter. 8-5 is the score. Centura has got the lead. Adams Central is playing tonight. They have a ball game at Kearney Catholic. In fact, it should be finishing up over in Kearney tonight. Hastings High has the night off. They will play tomorrow. 8-5 is the score. St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. Centura has got the ball following the turnover. Lemberg drives the baseline, puts up a little five-footer as he spins on the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Esch, and a foul is called. Jamison Esch grabs the rebound, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Centura. It's going to go on Jason Schultes, and that's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number one on the Centurions here in this first quarter of play. St. Cecilia comes back with the basketball. That's going to be Brooks Asher with the ball now. Comes out here to Sheehy near the 10-second line. Now to Esch down here on the baseline. They get it down there to Joel Groffel. Back out to Esch. Skip pass comes over here to Asher. Fakes the three. Trying to dribble inside. He can't do it. Cut off nicely there by Holcomb of Centura. There's Jamison Esch again. Out here in three-point territory. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Brooks Asher. Now to Esch. There's worked the ball around the three-point perimeter. Not a lot of good looks here for St. Cecilia against this defense of Centura. Down in the corner is Shee. He is passed out on top. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lemberg. Drives, shoots, and scores. Nathan Lemberg gets his second field goal of the ball game. That's an 8-7 ball game now. Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead over Centura, a team that has lost seven games in a row. Out here in three-point territory, Groffel has the basketball knocked loose, picked up by Robertson, gets the ball to Lemberg. Lemberg with 1 second throws up a shot, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball action here on 1230 KHIS. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 8, Centura 7.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing. Focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the second quarter of play. 8-7 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 1 point lead. Center with the opening possession. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up out here. Left side of the lane by a Hitchcock. He gets it back out near the 10 second line to Jason Schultes. Out of Hitchcock over in the far sideline to Nathan Lemberg. 8-7 to score. They lob it inside to Holcomb. His shot is up and in. He's fouling the play. Travis Holcomb gets the field goal to go down there for Centura, and he is fouling the play. So Holcomb, who's averaging 8.3 points per ball game, gets his first field goal. Personal foul is whistled here on the Hawks. It's going to go on Hartford. That's going to be his first. And now Holcomb goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. His shot is up there and in. So 10-8 is the score. Centura has got the lead over the Hawks. With 7 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the second quarter. There's Groffel deep in the corner on the right side. Groffel has a lot of room. He don't take the shot. There's a pass down the low block left side to Esch. Esch tries to go to Hartford, and he loses the ball out of bounds. It appears to me that St. Cecilia passing up a lot of shots here in this first half of play. Just passing the ball around. A lot of good looks out there by St. Cecilia, but they're not pulling the trigger right now. 10-8 is the score. The Hawks down by 2 points. Here's Centura with the ball again. They lob it inside. Turnaround jumper by Holcomb is going to be blocked down by Hartford. The ball is going to be loose out here in three-point territory. Esch has got it. Now the scramble is on. Three players hit the deck. And the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. It's going to be a turnover on Centura. 5 turnovers now on the Centurions. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game by the score of 10-8. Here in the second quarter of play, it's going to be Jamison Esch with the ball as he moves it on the high post now to Hartford. Hartford kicks it back out to Esch for three. His shot is up there and good. Jamison Esch knocks down a 3-ball, and the Hawks reclaim the lead. 11-10 is the score now. 6:50 to play in the first half from Centura tonight. Jacob Hitchcock with the ball. Stomps out here in the 3-point territory. Picked up there by Cesar Tino. Bounce pass goes over to Roth. Back out between the rings to Jason Schultes. Moves into the near sideline to Hitchcock. Dribbles once. Pass out on top again to Ben Roth. Picked up out there by Sheehy. Lobs the ball down low, grabbing the ball. Holcomb. His shot's going to be blocked down by Hartford, and a traveling violation is called. Traveling violation is called there on the Centura. That's going to be their sixth turnover of the ball game. And now St. Cecilia will come back the other direction, leading by 1 point. It's 11-10. St. Cecilia trying to break a 3-game losing streak tonight. Centura is trying to break a 7-game losing streak. Here's Sheehy. Lobs the ball inside to Hartford. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be up there. No good. But he's hacked in the arm. And Hartford will go to the free throw line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Travis Holcomb picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Hartford to the line. He's got 3 field goals already tonight for 6 points. Hartford a 44% foul shooter in the season. He is 25 out of 56 for the season. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 61% from the line. Hawks at 4 out of 10 in the first quarter for 40% from the field. Centura just 2 out of 8 for 25%. St. Cecilia 0 out of 2 on 3-pointers. Centura was 0 out of 1. St. Cecilia was 6 rebounds. Centura had 4. as Hartford hits his second free throw. And now Hawks go out on top by 2 points. It's 12-10. Now St. Cecilia applying some pressure here at backcourt. Lemberg brings it across the midcourt stripe. The ball is going to be lost, and it's going to be picked up here by Esch. The seventh turnover on Centura. Esch gets the ball down to Cesar Tino. To Esch, dribbles it to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Sheehy. Sheehy dribbling without in 3 point territory. He gives the ball to Esch. Now to Hartford at the line. Dribbles down the lane. He's cut off. Goes it out to Cesar Tino. Tino trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Good defense here by Centura. In the first half of play, they're just hunkered down in this 2-3 zone defense. There's a shot off of the baseline by Tino. No good. Rebound comes down to Groffel. He tries to shuffle the ball away. It's deflected. Groffel picks it back up. Goes out to Esch for three. His shot is up there. No good. Groffel grabs the rebound. And he's going to be fouled in the play. So Groffel, a couple of offensive rebounds there for St. Cecilia. And he is fouled in the play here by Jacob Hitchcock. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number three in the Centurions. End of the ball game now for Centura is going to be Devontae Robertson. And coming to the bench will be Travis Holcomb. 5:29 to play here in the second quarter. 12-10 is the score. St. Cecilia only up by 2 points here. Alex Sheehy with the ball. Now to Cesar Tino again on the wing. Tino comes out to Esch. Esch out near the 10-second line to Tino. A three-pointer put up in the wing. It's good. Cesar Tino knocks down a three ball. He's hitting 38% of his three-pointers so far this year. And now St. Cecilia has their biggest lead of the ball game. It is 15-10. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Hartford. Hartford's pass deflected, but it's picked up by Esch. Jamison Esch goes over to Tino, open for three, takes another one. His shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped out. It's picked up by Tino. Drives for the hole. It's not good. Cesar Tino with a three and a two and an offensive rebound in the last two possessions. And St. Cecilia opens up their biggest lead now. It's 17-10. It's taken a while, but the Hawks now shifting gears here offensively. There's a Nathan Lemberg pass out on the wing. It's going to be deflected, but a foul is going to be called here on Tino. Cesar Tino picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number three in the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia will start their sub-district tournament next Tuesday. They will play the second ball game of the night against the Blue Hill Bobcats. Donovan Trumbull will play the winner of the play-in game on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. We'll have all the action from that tournament here on 1230 KHS next week. There's a feed inside to a Lemberg, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Nathan Lemberg posted up right side of the lane, down low. He is fouled here by St. Cecilia's Brooks Asher. Adams Central going to be playing in the sub-district next week as well on Tuesday and Thursday up at Aurora. We'll have that sub-district tournament on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. There's a bounce pass inside to Lemberg. A shot over Hartford is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Robertson. Shot good. Devontae Robertson, a 6'7", grabs that one for Centura. Puts it down through the hole at 17-12. Hawks with a 5-point lead, 4:10 to play. Asher comes out here to Jamison Esch. Now to Asher on the wing. Back out to Esch in 3-point territory. There's an entry pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Robertson. That's the fifth turnover in St. Cecilia. Running back the other way is Hitchcock. Throws it down in the corner to Lemberg. Brings it up high now in the lane. Lemberg has to throw it out of here. He does. Schultes has got the ball. Jason Schultes brings it out into 3-point territory to Ben Roth. He holds it there. St. Cecilia in the man-to-man. Esch out on him defensively. Here's Nathan Lemberg with the ball picked up by Cesar Tino. Down to Jacob Hitchcock. Moves it on the right sideline to Ben Roth. Picked up there by Esch. Roth trying to get away, looking to dribble. He does. Pounder inside. He loses control of the ball. Right into the hands of Robertson, and he lays it in. Roth was driving into the hole and lost control of it, but it goes right into the hands of Robertson, who lays it in. There's a short jumper by Hartford that's up and in. Chris Hartford at the other end scores. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia again with a 5-point lead at 19-14. 3:12 to play here in the second quarter. Jacob Hitchcock with the ball now for Centura. Bounce pass goes on the far sideline. That's Jason Schultes with the ball. His pass to the high post is going to be deflected into the backcourt, but it's picked up here by Schultes. So Centura maintains control of the ball. Jason Schultes has got it. Right-handed dribble brings it back into their offensive zone. Over here on the wing to Lemberg, down in the corner. Ben Roth holds it there. Esch out in his face defensively. Lobs it back out to Lemberg in 3-point territory. Picked out by Cesar Tino. Driving toward the goal as Lemberg stops and pops a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Hartford. Loses control. Hartford picks it back up, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here in backcourt is going to go on Ben Roth of Centura. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Centurions. End of the ball game now for Centura is going to be Travis Holcomb. Coming out is going to be Jason Schultes. Also into the ball game is going to be Grant Myers. Myers comes in. Ben Roth checks out. Myers, he's a little shaver. Grant Myers, a 5'6" sophomore. In there now for the Centurions in one of the guard positions. 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Ash brings it out to Brooks Asher. Down to Sheehy to Cesar Tino. Down low. Hartford grabs it. Goes up. The shot's going to be blocked down by Robertson. Ball is recovered here by Asher, and a foul is called. So Zaytsev say he continues to pound the ball inside to Chris Hartford, who's connected on 4 field goals. That time he couldn't finish at the hoop, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Hitchcock of Centura. That's going to be his second personal foul. St. Cecilia will play things in. Only the 15th foul in Centura. Here's Sheehy for 3. A shot no good. Robertson with a rebound. Devontae Robertson will get the ball away now to Nathan Lemberg. As we approach the 2-minute mark here in this second quarter, Hawks have a 5-point lead over Centura, 19-14. Jacob Hitchcock has got the ball. Now to Nathan Lemberg on the far sideline. St. Cecilia still in a man-to-man. Out here to Holcomb. Lob pass goes inside. It's going to be tipped by St. Cecilia's Chris Hartford, and the ball is brought down here by Cesar Tino to Brooks Asher. Brooks out on top to Cesar. Goes on the left side to Esch. His three-pointer rims off no good. Devontae Robertson with a rebound for Centura. About 40 left here in the second quarter. Driving into the lane is going to be Lemberg. He stops there. Now he's got to get rid of it. He does. Three-pointer by Hitchcock is going to be up there no good. Robertson chases down the rebound, but he can't stay in bounds. He goes over the sideline. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Red Centura High School, just north of Caro tonight. 19-14 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. The Hawks led 8-7 after the first quarter. Cesar Tino has got the ball in a deep wing on the right side. Tino moves it over to Brooks Asher on the wing. Skip pass comes over here. That's going to be Esch with the ball. St. Cecilia did not want to play the half-court 5-on-5 game tonight. That's one thing that Kevin Asher said they definitely did not want to do. And guess what? Through about 2 quarters of play, it's been nothing but 5-on-5. St. Cecilia with really no breakaway points so far here in this basketball game. Now Coach Asher wants to call a timeout. 1:08 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 19, Centura 14.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia's got the lead. 19-14 is the score. And the Nebraska baseball team, they open their season tonight with a loss. They're out in California. They lost to Cal State Bakersfield tonight by a score of 9-4. Huskers will play another doubleheader tomorrow against Cal State Fullerton and then finish off the weekend with the ball game on Sunday against USC. 19-14 here. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Hawks have the ball. Cesar Tino down to Asher deep in the corner right side. Down to Tino, top of the key. Over on the wing, Ash moves it down on the baseline with a dribble. Ash brings her back out to Sheehy. That is Cesar for 3 from the wing. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound is going to be brought down here by Centura. Travis Holcomb with a rebound. He gets it into the hands of Nathan Lemberg. And Lemberg will walk it across the midcourt stripe here. Down to 36 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 19-14. Hawks still with a 5-point lead. Nathan Lemberg takes off, drives it against Esch down on the baseline. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hartford with 25 to play. Hartford gets it away now to Esch as he hustles into the forecourt. Esch has got the basketball here for St. Cecilia. Esch dribbles the ball toward the goal, stomps on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. The foul will go on Centura with 15 seconds to play. And the foul is going to go on Devontae Robertson. That's going to be his first foul. It's only going to be the 16th foul, though, on Centura. So no free throws here. Out of the ball game is going to be Myers. Coming back in is going to be Hitchcock. St. Cecilia inbounds, baseline right side. They come out here to Brooks Asher. Asher dribbles with it, brings it to the right side of the floor to Cesar Tino. Looks to the clock, 10 seconds. To Brooks Asher. Down to Cesar Tino. Dribble penetration. Back out to Asher. Top of the key. Now to Sheehy for 3. Shot is up there. Good. Alex Sheehy knocks down a 3. And that is going to be the end of the second quarter of play. So two quarters in the books as Alex Sheehy knocks down a three from the wing on the right side of the lane. The Hawks will have an eight-point lead at halftime. The score after two quarters, Hastings St. Cecilia 24. Actually, it should be Hastings St. Cecilia 22, Centura 14. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this five-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Godfather's Pizza in Hastings has a new pizza on the menu. For a limited time, we are offering a Philly cheesesteak pizza topped with olive oil, garlic, American cheese, real steak, peppers, onions, and real mozzarella cheese. Get a large for $21.99 or a medium for $17.99. Dine in, carry out, drive through, or delivery. Call us at 402-461-0386 or come into 1414 North Burlington. Philly cheesesteak pizza. That's a pizza you can't refuse.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Centura High School, boys high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Centura to break the score 22-14. Alex Sheehy hitting the three-pointer right at the end of the second quarter to give St. Cecilia the eight-point advantage here at halftime, 22-14. Got a score in from Kearney now. Adams Central picks up a big win tonight over the Stars of Kearney Catholic. Adams Central beating Kearney Catholic tonight by 6, 47-41. That's only the second loss of the season for the Stars. So Adams Central goes on the road tonight to beat Kearney Catholic 47-41 in boys high school basketball. Just the second loss of the season for Kearney Catholic. Hastings St. Cecilia with the 8-point advantage here at halftime. Hawks, they jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the ball game here tonight. Centura comes back and scores four straight points. In fact, Centura had a lead in the first quarter at, 5-4 at one point. St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 8-5, and it was 8-7 at the end of the first quarter. Centura came back and actually had a lead in the second quarter as well. They had a 10-8 advantage in the first couple of seconds of the second quarter, but St. Cecilia comes back to reclaim the lead at 11-10, and that's a lead they have not relinquished. They got on to a 7-point lead at 17-10, and right now it's an 8-point advantage for the Hawks at halftime. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 22, and the Centurions 14. Checking the scoring here at halftime, we've got Cesar Tino leading the way, along with Chris Hartford here tonight. Hartford has knocked down 4 field goals, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, so Hartford has got 9 points in the ball game. Cesar Tino has got a 3 and a 2. He has got 5 points. Alex Sheehy has got a 3-pointer for his only points in the first half. Jamison Esch has knocked down a 3-pointer for 3, and Joel Grauffel has got a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half of play, and the Hawks so far have turned the ball over a total of 8 times here in the basketball game. For the Centurions of Centura, they've been in the line only, 3 times? They are 2 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half, so not a lot of charity tosses here in the first two quarters. Their leading scorer has been Devontae Robertson. He's come off of the bench to hit for 5 points. He's got a couple of field goals. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Nathan Lemberg has got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the game. Travis Holcomb has got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 1 from the line for 3 points. And Jacob Hitchcock, he has got a field goal and 2 points. So we're at halftime again. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Centura. At the break, the score, the Hawks 22 and the Centurions 14. Welcome back. Get you some more at halftime. Some more halftime shooting numbers right after this.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or... What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. The deal of the week features a 2012 GMC Acadia SLT. It features a rear-view camera, Bose audio, third-row seating, heated leather, and only 44,000 miles. Books for $34,875, yours for $29,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit their brand new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. Saints SA with the lead here at halftime over Centurion. The regular season finale for the Hawks. It is 22-14. Saints SA in the first half hitting 9 out of 22 from the field for 41%. Centura has knocked down 5 out of 17 shots for 29%. On three-pointers tonight, Saints SA just 1 out of 7 for 14%. Centura is 0 out of 2 for 0%. The rebound, Saints SA has got 13 so far. Centura has got 8. Saints SA out-rebounding Centura on the offensive end 7-3. On free throws, St. Cecilia 1 out of 2 for 50%. Centura is 2 out of 3 for 67%. The turnovers again, the Hawks with 8. Centura has got 9. St. Cecilia has got 5 steals in the first half of play compared with 5 steals for Centura. Block shots, St. Cecilia has got 2 and Centura has got 1. 22-14 our score at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Centura. Again, the other game going on tonight is now finished over in Kearney as Adams Central beats Kearney Catholic tonight by a score of 47-41. Hastings High not playing tonight. They've got the night off. At halftime, 22-14. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Centura. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
At halftime here tonight at Centura, just north of Carroll. 22-14, the Hawks are out on top of Centura here tonight. We mentioned the sub-district tournaments getting started next week for the boys in C1, C2, D1, and D2. Had the girls this week. Hastings St. Cecilia winning their sub-district championship. They'll move on to play in the district championship ball game on Friday night. In Kennesaw, they will take on the Eagles out of Wood River. As far as the boys' sub-districts are concerned, on the Tuesday night, C15 at York, it'll be Milford playing the winner of the Monday play-in game between Fairbury and Fillmore Central. The other game will have Centennial taking on Wilbur Claytonia. C16 at Aurora Sports Complex on Tuesday. Adams Central, the number one seed, will face Central City at 6:30 on Tuesday night, followed by Sandy Creek against Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll have those games for you on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. C19 at Grand Island Northwest. Kearney Catholic plays either St. Paul or Centura on Tuesday, followed by Minden against Gibbon. We'll have those games on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. C2-2 will be at Norris next week. The top team will be the Sutton Mustangs. They'll play either Southern or Tri-County on Tuesday at 6, followed by 3rd Central against Freeman. C2-9 at Sandy Creek. We'll have the games here on 1230 KHIS. Donovan Trumbull, the number one seed, will face either Nebraska Christian or Superior on the Tuesday at 6, followed by Blue Hill against Hastings St. Cecilia at 7:45. Again, those games here on 1230 KHIS. Some other area teams, C210 next week for the boys. They'll be at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Southern Valley against Franklin in the first game at 6, followed by Wood River against Ravenna at 8 o'clock. D13 at Hastings St. Cecilia next week. Kennesaw will take on either Red Cloud or Harvard in the first game at 6, followed by Silver Lake against Shelton. D19 at Holdridge. Overton will play Wilcox Hildreth in the first game at 6, followed by Alma against Elm Creek in a nightcap at 7:30. Another area tournament going on in the sub-districts next week will be at Kennesaw. That'll be D27. Giltner, now the state's number one ranked team in Class D2, will take on Lawrence Nelson in the first game on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, followed by Heartland Lutheran against Hampton. The D28 sub-district at Wood River, Amherst, will play either Arcadia or Sumner Eddyville Miller in the first game at 6, followed by Pleasanton against Axtell. Finally, in D29, that'll be at Gothenburg. It'll be Bertrand playing either Loomis or Eustace Farnham on Tuesday at 5:45, followed by Anselma Myrna against Brady at 7:15. Class A districts get started for the girls next week. Kearney will play at Millard West. That'll be on Tuesday night against North Platte in the first round game. Grand Island will play in the A6 district at Lincoln Southwest on Tuesday. Their opening round game is against Lincoln Southwest. Hastings High, they're going to be in action on Monday night as the Tigers will play Aurora at Grand Island Senior High. That'll be in the B5 play-in game. And the winner of that contest will face the top seed, Grand Island Northwest, on Tuesday. Actually, looks like it's going to be on Wednesday for Grand Island Northwest. And the winner of that Aurora-Hastings game, followed by Lexington against Holdridge. Then the championship ball game will be held on looks like Thursday of next week at Grand Island Senior High. So that's some of the sub-districts coming up for the boys and the girls next week. We're at halftime here, 22-14. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Centura. We've got the second half coming up in 1 minute.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Jamison Ash tries to throw down a three ball from the wing on the right side of the opening possession for the Hawks. It won't go. Centura has got the rebound. Here's a pass down on the baseline to Lemberg. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Ash, running back the other way. Bounce pass goes to Tino. Outside down to Sheehy. Comes across the top to Ash. Near sideline to Groffel. Entry pass to get it inside to Hartford. Hartford fakes, goes up with a shot. No good, but he's hammered on the arm. 22-14 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here in the regular season finale. That's a Centura High School tonight. Ben Roth picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second for the Centurions. That's going to be the first team foul on Centura here in the second half of play. And Chris Hartford goes to the free throw line here tonight. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's no good. St. Cecilia not shooting the ball real well here tonight. They're now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. On the average, on the season, 61% from the line. Chris Hartford will have one more. His shot is up there, and that one is off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Ash. So Jamison brings her out here in the three-point territory, keeps the ball alive for the Hawks. Ruffle trying to drive it, cut off. Goes over here to Esch behind the screen from Hartford, reversing the ball. Gets it over here to Joel Groffel. Back to Esch from the elbow. Shot is up there. No good. Hartford has the rebound. He flips her back out here to a Groffel in three-point territory. Third time could be a charm here for the Hawks. Esch has got it now to Cesar Tino. Back out to Esch out here, 25 feet away from the basket. Esch puts it on the floor and dribbles with it now. And Centura is in a man-to-man defense. They played 2-3 zone most of the first half against the Hawks. There's Esch, a short jumper from the left side. Good. Damas and Esch now with 5 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks have now opened up a 10-point lead over Centura. It is 24-14. Here's a steal in backcourt by Cesar Tino. He drives, shoots, and scores. Tino gets the steal in backcourt. That's the ninth turnover on Centura here in the ball game. And the Hawks now lead by a score of 26-14 here in the third. Here's another steal by Tino. He gets it down to Esch, and his shot is up and in. Cesar Tino with back-to-back steals. Jamison Esch gets the field goal, and a timeout's going to be called here by Centura. St. Cecilia has opened up a 14-point lead over Centura here in the third quarter. 6:07 to play in the period. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 28, Centura 14.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so this young Centura basketball team has turned the ball over a couple of times to begin this second half of play. St. Cecilia has been able to capitalize. The Hawks have opened up a 14-point lead now over Centura, 28-14. Coaching staff has changed up here at Centura. Of course, the longtime coach here was Ryan Rathke. He is now the head man at Grand Island Northwest High School. Jay Garrison is the head coach here, but he's getting a lot of assistance from former coaches Bill Brown and also Dave Holman. There's a shot taken by Centura off of the baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball back the other way. Ruffel has got it as he comes across the top to Esch on the high post. That's Hartford at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane. Shot is up there. Good. Hartford scoring there for St. Cecilia. Chris having a good ball game tonight. He's got 11 points in the contest. St. Cecilia with their biggest lead, 30-14. And now Centura throws the ball away again. St. Cecilia applying pressure back here. And Centura throws the ball away again. It's 13 turnovers on Centura in the ball game. They've got 14 points. 30-14 is the score. The Hawks out on top. As St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. The ball got loose and went down the hallway, out the door, probably around the corner and into the locker room. St. Cecilia will get it here as they retrieve the basketball. Here's a Cesar Tino out to Esch. Brings it back to Tino on the wing on the right side. Cranks up the three ball. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's going to be a foul called here. It's going to go on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be a second. So the second foul on Alex Sheehy. That's going to be team foul number one of the Blue Hawks. 5:27 to play here in the third quarter, 30-14. St. Cecilia now with a 16-point lead. Hawks still pressuring in backcourt. Centura breaks it with a pass to Lemberg. Drives it down the left side of the lane. A shot off of the glass, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Hartford. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Alex Sheehy. Back the other way. That's Esch with the ball to Cesar Tino. Cesar brings it out to Esch, and a traveling violation is called an Esch. Boy, the Hawks do not look in sync tonight, despite the fact they have a 16-point lead. Offensively, this has not been one of their better basketball games. St. Cecilia has struggled offensively the past couple of weeks. We talked with Coach Asher about that. And the pregame show tonight did not want to play an entire game 5-on-5. There's a double team out here in three-point territory. Now a traveling violation is going to be called on Jacob Hitchcock. So the 14th turnover now in Centura. Now the pressure of St. Cecilia is starting to take over here in this basketball game. Hawks have a 16-point advantage. We're under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here's Esch with the ball again, bringing it up the floor. They get it inside to Hartford. He spins, puts up a shot. Good. Chris Hartford is just dominating inside tonight for St. Cecilia. He's now got 13 points in the ball game, and it's 32-14. St. Cecilia with the lead. Centura has not yet scored here in the third quarter. They've been outscored a margin of 10-0, and now a jump ball is called on the far sideline. The arrow pointing in favor of the Hawks. So again, St. Cecilia will get the ball back here. So St. Cecilia has scored the first 10 points in this second half. They now have a 32-14 lead. And again, Jake Garrison, the head man for Centura, wants to call a timeout. Timeout Centura with 4:35 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 32 and Centura 14.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska baseball team, they lose their season opener tonight to Cal State Bakersfield by a score of 9-4. Adams Central boys basketball team picking up a big win tonight in Kearney in the ball game we had earlier tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS. It was Adams Central 47, Kearney Catholic 41. St. Cecilia leading here by a score of 32-14, and Hastings High has the night off. Alex Sheehy will inbound the ball off the far sideline. 4:35 to play here in the third quarter. 32-14 Hawks. Now Centura will go back to their zone defense. They played zone in the first half and kept it halfway close. Went man in the first portion of this second half and been blown out so far. They force a turnover here, coming back the other way. Centura is going to be fouled into play. So St. Cecilia turns the ball away for the 10th time here in the ball game. Now a personal foul is called in the other end, and Centura will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is whistled there on Sheehy. That's going to be his third. And going to the free throw line for Centura. The shot is going to be up there and in. That's going to be Michael Hansen stepping to the line. So Michael Hansen gets the first point of this second half. It's now a 32-15 ball game. So Centura took about 3.5 minutes or so without scoring here in the second half. Next shot is up there. It's good by Hansen. Nails a couple of free throws. He was a 50% foul shooter. Now the Hawks have doubled the score, 32-16. St. Cecilia with it. Here's Cesar Tino. Skip pass down in the corner to Asher. Entry pass goes inside to Hartford. Fakes. Dribbles into the paint. A shot off the window. No good. And the rebound comes down to Devontae Robertson. Robertson gets it away now to Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Picked up by Tino. Tino swats the ball loose. Now it's an over and back violation is what they rule here. And Jay Garrison, the head coach for Centura, is out here. He says, wait a minute, it was not tipped, or it was tipped by St. Cecilia, so it should not be an over and back, but the officials don't agree, and it's going to be a turnover in Centura. They're 16th, and St. Cecilia gets the ball back now with 4 minutes to play. They're in the third quarter at 32-16. There's Asher with the ball out to Tino, top of the key. To Asher down in the corner, shot for three, no good. Al had the rebound, lost it out of his hands. It's out of bounds. It's going to be Centura ball. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's a pass to the midcourt. Stripe is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Esch. So another turnover on the Centurions. Esch has got the ball in the Howell. Down in the corner to Esch. Back out to Cannon. Top of the key. His pass is deflected and intercepted. Intercepted there by Travis Holcomb. And Centura runs back the other way. Driving layup. No good, but he's fouling the play. Nathan Lemberg down the floor in a hurry. And he'll go to the free throw line now as he was hacked on the arm there by Cannon Howell of St. Cecilia. That's the first foul on Howell. That's going to be team foul number three on the Blue Hawks. And going to the free throw line will be Lemberg for Centura. Nathan Lemberg with a couple of field goals and 4 points. His first free throw of the night is up there and in. Lemberg is a 66% foul shooter in the season. He's now 55 out of 83 from the line. He's their leading scorer, averaging 11.4 points per ball game. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 32-17 here in this ball game. Here comes the next shot by Lemberg. It is up there. It's going to be no good. It falls off, and now we've got it's down underneath the basket, and it's going to be out of bounds. Centura is the last to touch it. 32-17 is the score. The Hawks with a 15-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. There comes Brooks Asher with it now to Cesar Tino on the deep wing on the right side. Tino lobs it on the high post to Howell. Gets it out to Groffel. Now to Brooks Asher on the far sideline. Joel Groffel, dribble penetration. Jump pass back out to Tino. Back down in the corner to Asher. Asher takes the ball into the lane. Stops there. Bounce pass back out to Cesar Tino. Comes across the top. Now a traveling violation is going to be called on Tino. 11 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Clock is, it ran off about 5 seconds there with the ball in the hands of the official. Obviously the clock operator has other plans for after the ball game here tonight. Here's Hansen. He dribbles the ball into the paint, throws it to the far sideline to Lemberg. Lemberg moves it down in the corner. Now here's a long-range jumper. He's up there and in. Michael Lemberg, or rather Nathan Lemberg, throws up the tray from deep in the left corner. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. 32-20, Centura back to within 12. Gannon Howell from deep in the right corner now for St. Cecilia. Dribbling with the ball down the far sideline. We got a whistle again, and a foul is going to be called. Lemberg for Centura picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So 32-20 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead. It'll be the Hawks playing things in on the far sideline. Grauffel has got it. Grauffel looking to penetrate, moves it down to the baseline. Now he's double-teamed. Jump pass comes out on top. Brooks Asher to Cesar Tino. Down on the left baseline to Thomas Skok, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Out to Tino out here in three-point territory. Holds it. Goes over in a deep wing on the right side to Joel Grauffel. Grauffel brings her back to the near side. That's Cesar, Brooks Asher. Out of Grauffel, dribbling down the right side of the lane. Comes back out here to Tino on the wing. Shot for three. Good. Cesar Tino knocks down the fourth three-pointer of the night for St. Cecilia. Tino has now got 10 points in the ball game. Hartford leading the way with 13. The St. Cecilia lead is back up to 15 points. Lemberg gets the ball over here to Ben Roth. Inside down to Lemberg. As he drives it toward the goal, his shot is up there. It's no good. Big collision down there, and a foul is going to be called. And Lemberg will go back to the free throw line now for the Centurions. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Blue Hawks, as they call this one on Thomas Skok. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Blue Hawks. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 35-20. Shot from the free throw line, in and out, and back in again. Lemberg knocks down his free throw. He's now got 9 points in the ball game here for the Centurions. End of the ball game for Centura will be Jason Schultes. And coming out of there will be Ben Roth. Checking in again will be Hitchcock at the next opportunity. Next shot is up there by Lemberg. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Cannon Howell grabs the rebound, gets it away to Tino, now to Howell. Here's Joel Grauffel on the wing on the left side, down in the corner to Asher. Asher brings it back out here to Grauffel. He looks at this 2-3 zone defense. Grauffel dribbling on the ball, comes over to Asher. Entry pass to get it to Howell. Top of the key to Grauffel. Thomas Skok now holds it on the right side. Cross-court pass is going to be over the head of everybody, out of bounds. St. Cecilia again struggling against the zone defense. They had problems with it on Saturday up at the Heartland Hoops Classic against Raymond Central. Coach not happy with their performance there against the zone, and we're having more problems with it here tonight. 35-21 is the score. A 14-point lead for St. Cecilia. With a 1:35 left against Centura, a team that is 4-16 in the season. They've lost 7 games in a row. And those 4 games that they have won so far this year have been against competition that is 27-57 as of tonight. We're down to 1:18 to play as Centura has got the ball in their offensive zone. Schultes has got the ball, moves it down in the corner as Centura works against this man-to-man defense for St. Cecilia. Pass comes out on top as Centura will work with the ball. Top of the key, that's Michael Hansen. Around the screen, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot, good. Grabbing the offensive board there, and the putback will be Travis Holcomb. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, 35-23. The Hawks now leading by a dozen. We're down to 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Grauffel on the wing on the left side. Comes out to Jamison S. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to a Cannon Howell. Howell holds the ball, now dribbles with it on the far sideline. Comes back out to Esch. We'll see if St. Cecilia plays for the final shot here. St. Cecilia just holding the ball. It's going to be Esch just across the 10-second line. Goes over to Joe Grauffel. Grauffel picked up over there by Jacob Hitchcock. And that's what's the game plan here. As they go for the final shot, we're down to 18 seconds to go. St. Cecilia just tossing the ball around out here in three-point territory. Esch goes over to Grauffel. Out to Brooks Asher. Now to Esch. Cross-court pass goes over to Brooks Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Centura. That's Holcomb with the ball. Takes it to the far sideline. Hitchcock has got it. Has it knocked loose. Picks it up. Throws it up there. And the shot is going to be no good. Actually draws iron from about to, well, half quarter or so. The shot would not go when the third quarter is in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. Now what you might call a real thriller here tonight. St. Cecilia has got a 12-point lead. Centura is hanging tough in a very slow-paced basketball game. After three, St. Cecilia 35, Centura 23.
like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia uses a 10-0 run to begin the second half of play. Centura goes almost 8 minutes without scoring a field goal from late in the second quarter to most of the third quarter there. St. Cecilia has now opened up a 12-point lead, 35-23. As we start this fourth and final quarter, Centura has got the ball. Jason Schultes has got it. Dribble penetration down the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. A shot no good, but he's fouling. Schultes split a couple of defenders to the goal, and a personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia's Jamison Esch. That's going to be the second foul on Esch. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks here. In the first shot is up there and in by Jason Schultes. Here comes the next one. It's up and in. So Schultes. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. It's 35-25 on the near sideline. That's going to be Sheehy with the ball. Gets it down low. Here's a shot taken by Hartford. That's going to be no good. And we got a personal foul call. One. Centura. Now whistle this one on Ben Roth. That's going to be his third, and going to the free throw line is going to be Chris Hartford. His shot is up there and in. Hartford now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He has got 14. Hartford will have one more. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hartford now with 15 in the ball game. It's 35-20. Or 37-25, it should be. Thank you. The basketball. Centura moves it down in the corner on the right side. They feed it back inside. There's Holcomb. His shot is up there and in. Travis Holcomb scoring there. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. It's now 37-27 in favor of the Hawks. They get it inside now to.
A little bit of connection problem from Centura with Mike Will and our play-by-play action here on KHAS. We'll try to get it fixed for you.
And it's now 39-27 with 6 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in this one. We're in the fourth quarter here at the Centura High School. It's Holcomb. And we're going to have a personal foul called out here in three-point territory. It's going to go in the Hawks. Groffel picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul. Ball now to Lemberg. His shot from the right side is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Chris Hartford for St. Cecilia. Here come the Hawks back the other way. Cesar Tino now to Sheehy. Left side, here's Esch. His shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound, Groffel. Groffel loses control. Going to be Jason Schultes. Schultes has got it now into the hands of Lemberg. Lobs the ball inside, grabbing it down there. It's going to be Holcomb. His shot for the right baseline is going to be no good, but he's hacked on the arm. Personal foul here will go. That is going to be personal foul number 2 on Joel Groffel. And going to the free throw line for Centura is going to be Travis Holcomb, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Holcomb now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line in this ball game.
Again, excuse technical difficulties. We're trying to get it reconnected and fixed.
9-28, St. Cecilia has got the lead here in boys high school basketball action. Hawks come back with the ball. Centura is back in their zone defense here. Tino brings it back out into three-point territory to Ash. Skip pass goes over to Sheehy on the baseline. Bounce pass goes to Grauffel on the low block. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Jason Schultz's. So Centura's got the ball. They're trailing by 11 points here in the ball game with 5.5 minutes to go. Again, as Centura tried to drive the ball to the basket here. A foul here will go on the Blue Hawks. It's going to go on Sheehy. It's going to be his fourth personal foul, so Sheehy has got 4. Going to the free throw line is going to be Ben Roth. Roth, so far, he has not scored in the ball game. He's a 56% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there and in, so Roth is in the scorebook here. 39. Maintain this advantage here. St. Cecilia led at halftime of this game by a score of 22-14. Next shot by Roth is going to be up there. No good. The ball goes out of bounds, and they, I think, whistle a foul down here as well. Yeah, personal foul is going to be called on Jason Schultz. St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. 39-29 is the score. The Hawks are out on top. By 10 points, they've led this baby from the opening tap with the exception of a couple of seconds when Centura had a two-point. That's going to be turnover number 12 on the Blue Hawks here in the ball game, and Centura will come back the other way. A 10-point lead for St. Cecilia. It is 39-29 as Centura walks the ball into their offensive zone. St. Cecilia is still matching up man-to-man. Is up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Asher. Asher is checked here in backcourt, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Asher being pressured back here in backcourt. Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Timeout for Hastings St. Cecilia. 4. Centurions 29.
Rogers Incorporated. Better serve.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Some difficulties getting connected with Mike Will out at the Hastings St. Cecilia Centura game. Trying to get those connected and get back with Mike here on 1230 KHAS. See if we can't get these problems corrected. A little bit of a connection problem out at the ball game. And we might have Mike back. Or not. Hastings St. Cecilia Centura basketball here on 1230 KHAS and online hastingslink.com. Excuse the difficulties. Sometimes these gyms just don't want to play nicely with our connection between the studio and the gym.
Thank you.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Godfather's Pizza in Hastings has a new pizza on the menu. For a limited time, we are offering a Philly cheesesteak pizza topped with olive oil, garlic, American cheese, real steak, peppers, onions, and real mozzarella cheese. Get a large for $21.99 or a medium for $17.99. Dine in, carry out, drive-through, or delivery. Call us at 402-461-0386 or come into 1414 North Burlington. Philly cheesesteak pizza. That's a pizza you can't refuse.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Centura, we apologize for the technical difficulties. We're down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. With 42-29, St. Cecilia has got the lead as the Hawks continue to maintain the advantages we have both on tonight. St. Cecilia led at halftime by a score of 22-14 against some problems with our main system here tonight. So we're trying to finish things off. We got just a 2:48 remaining here in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 42-29 here in the contest as the Hawks come back with the basketball. That's going to be Brooks Asher comes over here to Cesar Tino. Tino, bounce pass goes over to Asher on the far sideline. Brooks Asher dribbling the ball, and St. Cecilia will just try to run as much time as they can to seal up this win here tonight. Ralph has got the ball. Now to Cesar Tino, outside down to Brooks Asher. Asher being hocked out here by Nathan Lemberg. Asher dribbling with the ball, takes it to the right side, takes it down to the baseline, underneath the basket, comes out here to Sheehy. Sheehy now top of the key to Tino. Tino dribbles to the elbow on the right side, back out here to Grapple. Basically just spreading the floor, playing the cat-and-mouse game with Centura. Centura can't do anything with him. A 13-point lead for the Hawks. It's 42-29. Basically with the lead. Alex Sheehy with the ball out here just across the 10-second line. Now to Grapple as he dribbles with it. Grapple. Hands her away to Brooks Asher. Centura's got a foul, and finally they do, but first of all, we've got a timeout called as the Kevin Asher calls a timeout for St. Cecilia. So we're down to a minute and 51 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a quick break for the score. St. Cecilia 42, Centura 29.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Centura. The score is 42-29 with a minute and 51 seconds to play here in the basketball game tonight. St. Cecilia looking to break a three-game losing streak here tonight. Centura trying to break a seven-game losing streak this one here tonight. Again, the Hawks have led it most of the way, with the exception of a couple of seconds early in the second quarter when Centura had a 10-8 advantage over the Hawks. And now St. Cecilia just trying to run some time. Droffel drives to the basket. His ball's going to be knocked loose. Cesarfino tries to grab it. Goes out of bounds. First last touchdown there by Centura. Last touch by the Centurions. So St. Cecilia will maintain control down here. They will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Playing things in for the Hawks is going to be Alex Sheehy. Sheehy pulling the ball as he lifts the inbound with a minute and 45 seconds to play. Hartford has got it down here in three-point territory. Hartford hands it away to Tino. Tino brings it back here. For the basketball there is going to be Joel Groffel as he holds the ball. There's an entry basket inside to Tino. St. Cecilia just trying to run some time, and now we got finally a personal foul call. So a personal foul is going to be called here on the Centurions with a minute and 28 seconds to play. It's going to go on to Jason Schultes. Now to Cesarfino, as St. Cecilia again just trying to run some clock here in this fourth quarter of play. Now we got a foul called on top again. It's going to go on to Nathan Lundberg. Lundberg picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Now St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line, and it's going to be team foul number 7. Called on the Centurions here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Droffel. Droffel has got 2 points in the basketball game so far. That was on a field goal, and that was in the first half of play. Droffel, a 54% foul shooter on the season. Droffel will throw up a shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. Droffel gets the free throw there, and now it's a 43-29 ball game in favor of the Blue Hawks, as Droffel will have one more. This has not been a picture-perfect game for St. Cecilia, but they're going to get a win here tonight without the wheels falling off the cart in the final minute and 18 seconds. Next time by Groffel is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Travis Fulton now for Centura. Down to their sideline, the ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Cesarfino as he runs her back the other way for the Blue Hawks. Team ball on the fourth foot. The ball tips away from behind and picked up on the far sideline. Picked up over there by Centura, running the ball back the other way. It's going to be Hitchcock. Hitchcock goes it deep in the corner to the left side. It's Nathan Lundberg. Lundberg, Hitchcock from the elbow. Lundberg had a good night tonight for Centura. He's got 11 points in the ball game. It's 43-31. 50 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with the lead and the basketball now. They come up the right sideline. Jameson S. He's got another double team down here. We've got a foul goal. That's going to send S to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on the Centurions. That's going to come with 41.8 seconds to go. Personal foul is going to be called on Jacob Hitchcock on Centura. That's going to be his third foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be S for St. Cecilia. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. S has knocked down a three ball. He's got a couple of field goals in the ball game. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. St. Cecilia is starting to pull away from this one now. It's a 44-31 ball game. Hawks used a 10-0 run at the beginning of the second half. Centura went almost 8 minutes without scoring a field goal from the second quarter on into the third quarter. Next shot is up there by Esch. It's going to be good. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. 45-31 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass inside. It's going to go to Devontae Robertson. He's going to be fouling the play. So the big guy, Devontae Robertson, is going to go to the free throw line now for the Centurions. Personal foul is whistling on Groffel. That's going to be his third. And Robertson will go to the free throw line. He's got 5 points in the ball game. All five have been in the first half of play. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Robertson's shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Centurion is going to drop their 17th game of the season here tonight. They're going to go to 4-17 of the year. Hastings St. Cecilia will improve to 9-13. Hawks will get ready for the sub-district tournament next week down at Sandy Creek. Next shot is up there. It is good by Devontae Robertson. It's now a 45-33 ball game. The Hawks have the advantage. And now we got a timeout called here from Kevin Asher. Kevin Asher calls the timeout, 34.4 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 45, Centura 33.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Centura High School here tonight, boys high school basketball. Again, earlier tonight, it was Adams Central beating Kearney Catholic in boys play, 47-41. The Nebraska baseball team tonight, they lose to Cal State Bakersfield 9-4 to begin their season. St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead, 45-33. There's the pass as Tino as they bring it into the offensive zone. Cesar Tino going to dribble the ball out here. They get it away to Groffel down to the far sideline to Esch. Down in the corner to Sheehy. Now to Tino, to Esch, to Sheehy. Brings it over here on the near sideline to Groffel, and St. Cecilia is going to win this ballgame. We're down to 15 seconds to go. Hartford just hangs on to the ball here on the near sideline. He loses out of his hands as he worked over here against Devontae Robertson. It goes out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. Alex Sheehy will trigger things in for the Blue Hawks. He'll get it in. Cesar Tino has got the ball. Tino picked up out here by Lemberg. Tino is double-teamed. Bounce pass comes over here to Groffel. He holds the ball 3 seconds. 2 seconds, 1 second, and this one is going to be over. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight in boys high school basketball by 12 points. So the Hawks, they break their three-game losing streak here tonight. They lead it virtually all the way here tonight at a 22-14 lead at halftime, and St. Cecilia goes on to win by a score of 45-33. The Hawks are now 9-13 on the season. They'll get ready to play in the sub-district tournament. Coming up next Tuesday, they'll play the second game next Tuesday down at Sandy Creek against the Blue Hill Bombcats. Centura, they'll head into sub-district play with a mark of 4 wins and 17 losses. In the final score in this one, St. Cecilia 45, Centura 33. Back with a recap after this.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Centura High School, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Again, the final score, the Blue Hawks 45 and Centura 33. Checking the scoring in the ball game tonight for St. Cecilia, Cesar Tino and Chris Hartford led the way. Hartford scored 15 points in the ball game. He had 6 field goals. He was 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. So Hartford scores 15 points. Cesar Tino, he had 14 points in the ball game as Tino knocked down a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game. He had 4 2-point field goals. So Tino with 5 in the first half and came back with 9 more in the second half for 14. Hartford with 15, Tino with 14. Then you had Jamison Esch with 9. Esch had a 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. We had Alex Sheehy score 3 points on a 3-pointer. Joel Groffel had a field goal for 2, and he actually had 3 points in the ball game as he had a field goal, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Cannon Howell, he had a free throw and 2 attempts for 1 point. For the Centurions in the ball game here tonight, leading scorer in the ball game was Nathan Lemberg as he scores 11 points. He was the only guy in double figures tonight for Centura. Travis Holcomb, he had 8. Devontae Robertson came off of the bench to score 7. Then we had Jason Schultes with 2. Jacob Hitchcock with 2 points. And 2 points for Michael Hansen. Ben Roth came up with 1 point on a free throw here tonight. So again, St. Cecilia wins it by a score of 45-33. The Hawks now 9-13 on the season as they get ready for the sub-district tournament coming up next week down at Sandy Creek. They'll play Blue Hill in the opening round next Tuesday. So again, 45-33, the score. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Centura. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back here at Centura, St. Cecilia wins it here tonight by a score of 45-33. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHS. You got a couple of players hit for double figures tonight. Chris Hartford, 15 points in the ball game. Cesar Tino, he had 14 points. Jameson Esch had 9 points in the ball game tonight. All candidates for our Player of the Game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Chris Hartford. He came up with a great night here tonight. Hartford has six field goals in the ball game. He was 3 out of 6 in the free throw line, so he scores 15 points. Also had Hartford with 8 rebounds and 4 blocked shots in the ball game tonight to lead St. Cecilia to the victory. So Chris Hartford, our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia, is the Hawks. Knock off Centura by a score of 45-33. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. The deal of the week features a 2012 GMC Acadia SLT. It features a rear-view camera, Bose audio, third-row seating, heated leather, and only 44,000 miles. Books for $34,875, yours for $29,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
And we're back here at Centura High School against St. Cecilia. They won it tonight 45-33 over Centura. They won their 9th ball game of the season. It's Kevin Asher, the head coach for St. Cecilia, will join us on the post-game. And Coach, maybe not to your best performance of the season, but you got off the snide, you break the losing streak.
Yeah, and I didn't know, you're not going to play picture perfect. We never have up here. Even when we were, state champions, we really struggled, I remember, for a half. So, I thought we saw the zone. We practiced at least all week against the zone. We saw the zone last weekend. like I said, you got to be able to shoot it and pass it. And that's one thing that we're, you know, right now against the zone, we're struggling a little bit shooting the basketball. We've got good looks. They're just not going down. And, you know, sometimes that's contagious. So that could be next game. It could be totally different. But, you know, I thought our kids really played good defense on the perimeter. We did an excellent job of not giving them anything easy on the perimeter. And pretty much for the most part, we did a good job inside, too. They had to earn every bucket they got.
I thought, especially in the first half, you had some good looks, and I thought you passed up some good looks at the basket.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, those aren't shots we pass up in practice. I can tell you that right now. The kids shot with more rhythm, and they shot with more, you know, in practice. And then you come into a game, and, you know, the lights just tighten everything up. And if somebody doesn't hit that first one or somebody, you know, gets you off to a good start, sometimes you think about, well, is this a good shot? And I'd rather have our kids playing a little looser and freer, but I don't know. That's hard to coach. And sometimes, you know, they don't understand what was a good shot. I agree. We passed up some shots in the first half that, you know, who knows if we have to get a little more separation there.
And shooters start to think about shots. Like you said, it's doubly tough to put that ball in the hole, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you have to have short-term memory. You know, there's guys out there that'll go 0-for-5, but then they hit that one that hurts. And I thought we were doing a decent job on the boards, too. So even if we were, you know, taking those shots, we maybe could have got some offensive rebounds. So the kids will look at the film and probably go, yeah, I didn't quite have my feet quite set or ready to go. But you're right. You got to shoot shots when you're going against a 2-3 zone. And that's what, you know, we expected. And, you know, we just didn't get off to a hot start.
You guys pass the ball around, and like you said, that's what you got to do against the zone defense. Pass the ball extremely well, maybe a little bit too good tonight, huh?
Yeah, and I thought we had a lot of turnovers. I don't know exactly what the turnovers were, but I know we had to have in double digits in turnovers. And, you know, I don't know. At times it looks like maybe they're trying to make the pass that, you know, was the right pass, just not quick enough. The rhythm of the offense just isn't quick enough to where ping, 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 and then it's in the wrong spot. But, you know, sometimes it was just lack of being tight with the basketball, and sometimes it was just a bad decision.
Is that odd after 21 games that we don't have the rhythm in the offense?
Yeah, well, you know, and realistically, the last two games are the only zone we've seen all season long, and you know, spotty here and there. So, you know, you look at yourself, and you know, the kids they're trying. It's not that they're trying to make that turnover, but it's just the fact that they didn't you know, execute here and there. But we put in some new stuff, and it worked real well as far as getting our posts some shots against the zone. So you know, I'm happy with the win. I looked at their scores, and I knew we weren't going to come in here. And, you know, when we jumped to 32-14, that was a really great start. And that was because our defense really stepped up and got a couple traps. They got sloppy with the ball. All of a sudden, you know, you're up 32-14, and then, you know, down to 12, and the kids are thinking about shooting again. And you don't want them to do that.
You talked to us in the pregame. You wanted to maybe turn up the tempo a little bit and get some transition baskets. But in order to do that, we got to shoot better than we did tonight.
Yeah, you do. And that's the weird thing about basketball. A lot of it depends on how the game is flowing and so forth. And what you're doing on one end sometimes dictates what you can do on the other end. And at times I wanted to really be aggressive in a press, but you got to hit buckets. I mean, unless you can press off a miss, and we haven't done any of that this year. So it's a matter of, you know, making some shots. I thought, you know, our bigs, Chris Hartford, played a heck of a ball game. You know, when he's getting 15 and 8 and changing shots down low, he's being active. And I thought he attacked the zone well when he got the looks. But, you know, we still got to knock a few more threes down, but maybe we're saving them for next week.
You said it's wrapping up the regular season here tonight, and maybe we can flip the switch now when it comes to sub-district time, get back to playing C2 basketball teams, and who knows once we get into the tournament action.
Yeah, and that's what I told the kids. You know, that we had the regular season is done, and now we go on, and you have to play one the old cliche, one game at a time. And that's, you know, Blue Hill's the next step, and somebody's going to be 3-0 after this, you know, next week from Monday to Monday, and feeling really good about going to Lincoln. And you know, whether we're 9-13 or 12-13 going to Lincoln, I don't really, you know, that's not really what our goal is. Our goal is just to make sure we prepare Sunday and Monday like we're preparing for, you know, one game at a time. And that's, you know, I think our kids understand that. They've been in this situation, you know, quite a bit in the last few years, and played well.
Like I said, Blue Hill on Tuesday, and if you're fortunate enough, chances are you'll see Donovan Trumbull on Thursday. A couple of games that you can certainly win. It's not like you're going to be a huge underdogs in these games.
No, I think that's what we reminded the kids. I said, I think we're still a very, very good basketball team. You know, probably top 15 in the state of Nebraska in C2, and that's what you got to really hope your kids have that type of confidence. You know, it doesn't matter if I think we are, they got to think they are, and they got to know that, you know, it's going to take everything out of them, you know, to take their season away. And that's kind of what you're playing for day by day is, you know, how far do you want to get, you know, extend this thing. And I think our kids understand that, you know, it's a matter of going out there and executing and having, you know, a little bit fun. I think sometimes we make a pressure situation out of it, maybe on them, and then they tighten up a little.
Postseason's always fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you know, a lot of people say, well, they're not having any fun. Well, you know, it's a grind, and it's long, and it's, you know, but I talked to our kids this week. I said, let it all hang out there, and I thought they really played hard tonight, and that's what, you know, we're hitting the boards a little better, and we worked on that this week, so they accept and do exactly what they're told, and that's a pretty good deal.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings Saints, is saying, and the Hawks win it here tonight, as they beat Centura by a score of 45-33. Before we get out of here, we'll get you the final shooting numbers in the ball game tonight. I had St. Cecilia 17 out of 38 from the field tonight, actually 45%. So statistically, they didn't shoot the ball horribly bad tonight, 45% from the field. Centura was 9 out of 30 for 30%. On three-pointers tonight, St. Cecilia was 4 out of 12 for 33%. Centura was 0 out of 4 for 0%. Free throws, St. Cecilia was 7 out of 12 for 58%. Centura was 12 out of 19 for 63%. Probably kept them halfway reasonably close in this basketball game. Centura turned the ball over 20 times in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia had 17 turnovers. The Hawks had 11 steals in the ball game, 9 for Centura. And St. Cecilia had 4 block shots, all coming from Chris Hartford, 1 block shot for Centura. So again, the Blue Hawks win it tonight over Centura by a score of 45-33. Hawks leading at all the stops tonight, 8-7 at the end of the first quarter, 22-14 at halftime, 35-23 after three quarters. They go on to win 45-33. Chris Hartford leading the way tonight for St. Cecilia, 15 points. He had 8 rebounds and 4 block shots. Cesar Tino also in double figures. He had 14 points for the Blue Hawks. So St. Cecilia now 9-13 in the season. They will play Blue Hill next Tuesday in the second game of that sub-district tournament down at Sandy Creek. The first game will pit Donovan Trumbull against the winner of the play-in game from Monday. That'll be the first game at 6, and we'll have those games for you here on 1230 KHIS. The Adams Central sub-district up at Aurora High School will have those games on the breeze next Tuesday night with the game times at 6:30 and at 8 o'clock next Tuesday in the first round of that sub-district. So the regular season is now complete for high school basketball. We head to more postseason action next week, and we'll have all the action for you on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. We will head for Sioux City, Hastings College, tomorrow afternoon. Broncos getting set to take on Morningside, an important ball game for the Hastings College men's basketball team. The Broncos can lock up home court advantage in the first round of the GPAC tournament next week with a win over Morningside tomorrow and a loss by Doan in Sioux Center, Iowa, against the Dort Defenders, which is definitely a possibility. So we'll be watching all the action tomorrow as it unfolds in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos and the Mustangs of Morningside tomorrow on 1230 KHS. We'll get out of here. From my producer and engineer, Brad Beam, from my statistician, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, bidding you a very pleasant good evening from Centura High School.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link, the local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
You're listening to 1230 KHAS Hastings.